Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our friend Connor Healy, who's in County Cork, Ireland. He's the president and the CEO of the Chamber of Commerce there in Cork, Ireland. And we've been talking to him about a lot of different things. But, Connor, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for joining me on the show. It's great to get to know you, and we're looking forward to a lot of conversations with you. This segment, I'd like for you to talk to us about where you see the EU. I mean, you guys are part of the EU. You've taken you took some hits over there. The EU came in and helped you out a little bit. You guys have turned it around. Other countries in the EU have not done so well, and they've still got challenges over there. What do you see?
Well, I think it's difficult, Jim. It's still a tough time, and I suppose still a bit uncertain, you know. And I suppose what's maybe sometimes confusing from looking at Europe from the US and looking particularly at the EU from the US and looking at the euro is you know, people in the US, and I certainly got this feedback when I was at in Louisville back in August, was, you know, why is it taking so long to sort things out? And you know, one of the reasons is that, you know, each country, unlike the United States, where you've got individual states but all part of working through the same system, politically you have independent political structures within the EU, albeit within the context of a eurozone.
Right.
Okay. So each country very much values its sovereignty. So, you know, whether it's the countries that are in having some challenges at the moment, like Greece or Spain and so on, and Ireland as well, you know, each country needs to sort of values its sovereignty, values its own decision making, and is trying to work through a process in terms of engaging with the EU to ensure that it's best positioned for the future. So it takes time. There are political elements to that, okay, which are always a factor, and then you've got the wider economic situation as well, and the global economy is also a factor in that. So it's a difficult process to work through. I think progress is being made, and I do think that a lot will happen. You know, Europe tends to, you know, quieten down from a political and economic perspective a little bit through August. That will now be picking back up again into next week. And I see a lot of progress being made over the next number of months in terms of negotiations and engagement within the EU. And obviously one of the big concerns is, you know, what's going to happen from the perspective of the euro. Will it survive? And we certainly believe and hope here in Ireland that it will. We're fully committed to the euro and to the European Union.
So are you guys, the euro has been well received in your country?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we're absolutely fully bought into the euro.
Yeah.
And you know, but there are some questions being raised as to the future of the euro over time.
Right.
And I think some changes need to be made, some in terms of the structures and the rules around the members of the euro.
Right.
And some of the problems that we've had for the last couple
lessons learned.
Where the rules have not been fully observed.
Right.
I think greater stricture is needed in that particular area.
Right. Do you think Greece should be allowed to leave the EU?
I think there's a lot to happen in that in terms of that scenario. Personally, I don't. I think Greece, if they can get themselves back in a stronger position, and if they can commit fully to meeting all of the requirements to be a member
right.
of the eurozone, then I believe they should remain so.
Right. Last question. I'm going to change back over to your area. What kind of industries would you like to tell the world about the County Cork has available to do business on?
Well, we've got a whole range of industries, and I suppose one of the areas that's been traditionally very strong for us has been the agri-food sector, and that continues to grow and grow for us.
Right.
And particularly over the last number of years has been really strong. Our technology sector is particularly strong, and equally from an inward investment point of view, this particular region is home to many global multinational companies in pharmaceutical, life sciences,
right.
ICT, financial services. So You know, there's a lot of opportunity here for businesses that are looking to locate in out to find locations within Europe. Okay, and equally, right. We have a lot of that are very well able and looking to do business in the U.S.
And there couldn't be a more charming place to live and work, could there, Connor?
Well, we certainly like it. I'll put it that one of our most recent accolades was the Lonely Planet Guide voting last year. Cork is one of the top 10 cities in the world to visit. So that's
well, I'll tell you, I could listen to you guys in Ireland talk all day. Hey, Connor, great job today. Thank you for the great report from Cork, Ireland. Will you come back again real soon?
Absolutely.
Let's keep this going. Thanks for being here, and good luck there in County Cork.
Okay, thank you, Jeff.
Connor Healy, ladies and gentlemen, a great member of the Chamber Communities, chief executive of the County Cork Chamber of Commerce in Cork, Ireland. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.